News Hit. News Hit.
Afternoon, I'm Sally Spicer. A 50-year-old woman who was allegedly out for revenge when she sparked the strawberry needle crisis has fronted court in Brisbane. It heard that DNA from a Victorian punnet is what led police to the ex-employee who today withdrew an application for bail. Detective Superintendent John Wacker admits it was certainly a tough one to crack.
This has probably been one of the most trying investigations that I've been part of. Virtually the whole of State Crime Command, over 100 members, undertook the investigation. We reached out to our counterparts. As I said, it's 231 reports Australia-wide, so it's a fairly unique investigation impacting virtually every state.
News Hit.
Victoria's Premier is open to renaming a Melbourne laneway to honour cafe owner Sisto Malaspina, who was killed in the suspected Bourke Street terror attack. Well, Daniel Andrews says the family of the 74-year-old Victorian icon has accepted the government's offer of a state funeral.
News Hit.
Dreamworld's former safety boss says everyone there thought reporting risks was someone else's responsibility. Today, an inquest into the deaths of four people has heard that the corporation's structure led to confusion about who was meant to do what.
News Hit.
Migrants coming to Australia may have to live in regional Oz for several years if they want to become a citizen. That's one of a raft of changes proposed by Canberra, which would give the states more power to decide how many people they take in and where they go.
News Hit.
And Scarlett Johansson has been named Female Movie Star of the Year at the People's Choice Awards. That's for Avengers Infinity War, which also has the most film nominations. And if you'd like more news on demand, head to hit.com.au.